Welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
I'm friends with a monster inside of my ass.
Hey, keep it going. Louder. Where's that staccato? I watched a video of Justin Bieber doing an orchestra the other day. He was not doing an orchestra. He was
Justin Bieber fucking an orchestra.
No, he was conducting.
Yeah.
He was conducting an orchestra. And everyone was like,
yeah, he's a lyrical genius.
And I'm like, it's not lyrics, they're music. He's music. He's a music man. And he was doing lyrics. No, there was no lyrics. But fuck, he was good, eh? What I'm trying to say is, I am Justin and you're the orchestra.
I thought you were going to say, you're Justin and I'm Bieber.
I'm Justin, you're Bieber. And
Scooby,
this is Canada.
Do.
Yeah.
This is Canada.
Who now?
Yes.
Australian Dream.
I like that. That was good.
That's your jumper, mate.
Oh, I didn't even realise.
You dirty dingo boy.
I won't make a comment on your shirt. That was previously my shirt, which is quite a nice shirt.
What? You're talking about this shirt?
Yeah, that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard shirt.
Thanks,
one of the greatest bands of all time. Australian band from Melbourne. Fantastic.
I'd say Weezer is the best band of all time.
You know what? I wouldn't even disagree with you because, you know what? All right, I just want to point this out there. Seeing as you've brought Weezer up, I've gone full circle.
I was joking.
I used to be a hate fan of Weezer. I used to fucking hate Weezer. And you know what? I will gladly be crucified for that. You know, if people want to come after me and say, Scott, you bastard, for ever thinking those thoughts, you should die. That's fine. I respect that opinion. Wow. But now, I don't know what happened within the last year. I just got Weezerfied.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. And now I love Weezer.
Happens to a motherfucker. You can tell.
You know what? I honestly think it's a bit of a turn in my spiritual journey.
Your skin's cleared up since you've listened to Weezer.
No, it hasn't.
No, it has. Definitely.
No, it hasn't.
Definitely.
You should see my back. It's like fucking volcanoes. It's horrendous.
No, not true. I feel like you've had such a radiant glow since you've started listening to Weezer.
For me,
it's Wheatus. That's my band.
Yeah, because you are a little teenage dirtbag, aren't you?
What else has Wheatus done?
You are still a teenage dirtbag.
I am.
1 year left of being a teenage dirtbag.
Till I become a man.
Yeah.
6 years off from when I developed my frontal lobe.
And grow some hairs on that fucking chest.
That's exciting. Next year.
Two years.
I have 2 years. And then you develop a frontal lobe.
My lobe's not fully developed yet.
No, your lobes are fucked.
Yeah,
bro.
They're fucked. I don't think they're going to be developed until I'm 30, let's
God
be
help
honest.
Me with all the brain rot I've watched. Hey. I reckon I clocked in a good 3 hours of brain rot just today.
Really?
Yeah, just shift work, man.
Yeah.
You need it. You need that brain rot.
I mean, it really does get you through the day. Just like one moment, you know, you're, monitoring the airwaves, and then next minute, oh yep, I'm looking at a goat slide on a skateboard in the Alps or something like that.
Yeah, but that's probably better than what
that was.
I'm
actually
watching.
Quite artistic.
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
I don't know where that came from.
Well, I'm saying Scooby Doo, Justin Bieber. That's how it is. That's how it is. I have a beer here.
All right,
a delicious.
Do you want to just clarify how tight and pressurized that beer feels?
It's got like a real plumpness to it. It's been in the fridge for like 6 months or something.
And
I got this as a Christmas gift and I forgot about it till just then because I said, Scott, I need a beer for the podcast.
That's right. I mean, sometimes a man just needs a beer. What's the catchphrase on it?
It says best enjoyed everywhere.
Yeah. So we'll see. There's a live beer opening.
On a podcast.
I was really expecting that to pop. All right, give us a taste review. This is a beer review podcast now.
Fruity aroma.
Yeah.
This is the super chill Akasha beer.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm actually
very
jealous.
Very fruity.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm.
No, sip into the mic so we get some ASMR. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
So that's a little bit it's a little bit fruity on the front note.
Nice.
And then I've got a little bit of a rounded aroma on the back.
Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of a fuzziness to it.
I'll keep talking.
But also a bit of earthiness to it. Mm. I think it's aptly named Super Chill.
Super Chill.
Feels very, very chill.
Very nice.
Mm. Well, what movie did we watch? You got to talk into a mic. It's a podcast.
We watched Weekend at Bernie's.
What did we watch?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Wow. That's incredible. I'm just making the editing process. No,
it's fine. You'll be sponsored by Dolby, bit of spatial audio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Give me the synopsis.
Okay. All right. Let me just get the synopsis up for you. Two employees get an invitation to their boss's beach house, only to find him dead upon arrival. Not wanting to ruin the great weekend, the duo tries to pass him off as alive. Wow. Mm. Yeah. Can I just say, what an awesome concept for a movie in the first place.
Great concept.
The person who thought of the concept to go, all right, we're going to have two guys just hold this dead body around and pretend that he's alive is a genius idea.
And they made that joke just last the entire time. Yeah. And it never got old. It was amazing the entire time.
Look, I will admit, and we're going to dive into some pros and cons. Oh. I feel like we're going to have a bit of disagreement on this. I agree with that.
Oh, there we go.
That joke, it was perfect. That was fucking hilarious.
What joke? All right. What joke do you think didn't... Like, it died.
There wasn't just jokes. There were things that were bad about this movie. But there were things that were really, really
good.
Hit me
with a bad
thing.
I want to debate.
You just want to get into it straight away?
I'm revving.
No, you will completely agree with me when I say this.
I'm disagreeing.
I can't believe we're just jumping into it like this. But the kid was fucking so irritating.
Oh, the kid who buried Bernie?
Yeah.
He's all right.
What? What are you talking about?
I've honestly forgot about the kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That child got on my nerves so much that I deducted a nugget and a half from this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was meant to be annoying, but...
Yeah, I know he was meant to be annoying, but he was that annoying that it just translated to the real world.
Children do suck.
They do suck. They're fucking just gross and sticky and they smell.
When they have those stupid, like... bowl cut haircuts. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to kick him in the head. Just stupid little.
That's what
fuck.
We
advocate.
But I just before we get into plot or anything, you know, the moment that Bernie was found underneath the deck there, and that child had buried him up to his face.
Well, probably a bit of context because we just like jump straight in. That's when he's Larry's playing with him outside the house after the party.
Yes.
And then dumps him over the side because he's like...
Very funny.
Just needs to get rid of him for no apparent reason. Yeah. Oh, because he was getting burnt. He was getting burnt.
He's so getting burned. I'd just dump him.
Very good. Very good. All right, we'll talk about the kid and then we'll talk about this movie properly.
Okay. And the final scene of the movie when the kid begins to bury him again and just, I don't know, says some cringy catchphrase that makes your ears bleed. I don't know. There was something about that was just... Look, because there was other things in the movie that pissed me off. I feel like this was amplified.
So in 80... A lot of 80s movies, though, they need like a token kid, don't they?
The cringy kid, yeah.
What else annoyed you?
Okay.
I'm going right.
We're just jumping in.
I just want to get... Well, or do you want to hold off?
You know what? Let's hold off. Let's simmer into it a little bit and I'll surprise you.
Wow.
I like that.
Well, I want to start off by saying I was going into this movie not with full negativity.
No.
But I didn't actually think this movie was going to be as good. It's my first time watch. I think it's yours as well.
It's my first time watch as well.
I really enjoyed this. I did. Yeah. I really enjoyed this.
To repeat the conversation that we had last night, you were saying that it gave you a similar feeling to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, right.
But... I mean, I've seen Ferris Bueller. I've seen it
a few times, that movie.
Yeah, I was just about to say something stupid. I was going to be like, oh, I think I enjoyed this better, but I actually don't know.
That would be heresy.
Yeah, no, I
would reach across there and wring your little neck.
Whilst I was screaming, I like the kid.
Yeah.
Not.
Hold on.
No. You didn't have to make it weird.
You made it weird, buddy. It's not
weird.
Me making it weird.
No, you made it weird.
I
thought this movie was good.
Yeah?
I really did.
And you're entitled to your opinion.
I'm concerned for the sequel next week, I'll be honest. That's what we're doing, Weekend at Bernie's 2 next week, so yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Look, we were debating even watching that. You said to me, should we even bother? You brought that idea up to me. Yeah. And then we watched it and you said, we're watching Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Well, after this one.
And I was
one,
like, fuck.
Because this one was good. Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, the second one's probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe shit. But it's the same cast. So everyone's back. All
even
three of them.
Bernie? Are you kidding me?
Well, we'll get to that next week. But yes, Bernie is back.
Oh my God.
Everyone is back for Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Can I just point something out that also... I know it's a silly comedy movie and it's not meant to make sense. It's a dumb thing, right? That's it's just silly.
Hmm.
But why was there no plot line for Bernie to be decomposing in the film?
Hmm.
It was over like 2 days. He would stink at that point.
It's only 2 days.
Right.
And they
dead bodies stink in 2 days.
No, but they vacuumed him.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's... Yeah, actually, I didn't even think of
that. Yeah, they vacuumed him.
Oh, yeah, and he had a swim in the sea as well. The salt water embalmed him.
He did have a swim in the sea. That was the first night. That would have washed some stank off. And then...
No, I'm not having it. That logic flaw point was like, man, missed opportunity. That could have really, I don't know, just been an interesting thing for the movie.
You know what my rebuttal to that is?
Please.
It's a comedy movie.
It's a silly comedy 80s movie. I know, I get it. And it's not meant to be realistic.
I get it because...
But you're the logic man.
I was about to say, I'm king logic
with
this
podcast. You're a
fucking
hypocrite, man. Well, you're doing a me and I'm doing a you.
I know. Justin Bieber. That's how it works.
Oh, my tummy started rumbling.
Stop it. Put it up into the mic and let's get some real audio.
I don't know if I can make that happen inorganically.
Let's get some decibels in my ears, bro. I want to hear that shit. No. I don't know. It didn't really bother me. Again, you'd think that that would... I read through a lot of Letterboxd things to get our little reviews.
Yeah,
and a big thing that a lot of people are saying is, well, how did no one, like, know that it was a dead body and, like... How exact same thing.
But that is the point of the movie because it's so stupid, it's funny.
Yeah. So I feel like...
Which I love. I love that concept because it's so dumb. I love dumb humor that's so far gone that it's like, oh, it's ridiculous, but it makes you giggle.
But you'd want him to be like, I don't know, getting picked up and his guts drop out or something.
Not something that's like R-rated, but I'm just saying because this movie has, right... It features cocaine, it's got sex jokes, it's got violence in it. Why can't you have a bit of, like, I don't know, like, dastardly sort of stank humor? I don't know. I'm just saying it would have been an interesting plot point if one of them was like, geez, Bernie, you stink. And then it's like him actually just decomposing, but someone comments and doesn't realize he's dead. I don't know. I feel like that would have been funny.
Yeah.
Can you see my point?
Okay. Then I was.
Towards the end of the movie.
That's fair enough.
Ah, there we go. Brain's working now.
That's fair enough.
I love
Maybe
it.
Maybe not in the party scene.
No. Too early.
Yeah. Down the road. That joke. Okay. That's a not bad joke, actually.
Thanks.
That's okay.
Although, look, I do understand, though. There's a lot of action and he's like submerged in a lot of water for the end part of the movie. Especially in the boat scene.
Yes. Well, that brings us to our next segment.
Ooh. Boat segment?
This is Bernie's Blitz. That's right, where we talk about all your favourite moments from the 1989 hit film Weekend at Bernie's, sponsored, of course, by Bonza, getting you to where you need to go. Bernie Blitz, we talk about all our favourite moments. Cue the music right now. Scott, give me a Bernie's moment.
Hot moment.
You'll do that in the edit. It's fine.
Oh, yeah,
chuck it right in.
Chuck it right now, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now.
Good. All right. Bernie's Blitz.
Sponsored
by Bonza. Bonza Airlines getting to you. No, getting you. No, fucked it. Go.
All right. I would say my favorite Bernie scene is actually in an alive scene, and it is at the beginning of the film when Larry and Richard are brought into the office, and Bernie's like, hold on a second, goes to the bathroom, takes a sniff of cocaine, yeah, and then comes back out. He's like, you were saying.
That,
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good and subtle humor there.
All right, we're going to go blow for blow.
Please.
Well, if we're talking about the office scene where they're trying to obviously show that the company's getting frauded and people are stealing money from the company, which ends up being Bernie.
Yeah, it's true.
He, at one point, he's like, yeah, I'll invite you to my island. It's all good. And then... talking about like Rich is saying, oh, yeah, I was on a ferry once as well, and just Bernie just shuts him up, like, mid-conversation. Says, yeah, sure, pal, just kicks him out of the office. Good moment.
Good moment.
Yeah.
You know what? Going off the beginning scene as well.
Okay, blow for blow.
Blow for blow. Immediately after, when he's like, yeah, I'm going to bring you to my island, and then it cuts to the scene with him and the mob guys going, we need to fucking kill these guys.
Yeah.
Like, that immediate change. Hilarious. That was really good.
All right. Well, my Bernie moment, right at the start as well, when you first see Bernie, yeah. So good. Your yeah. turn.
You know what? His moustache was quite funny and actually quite...
His moustache was very funny.
He was quite funny.
No, I actually do have genuine ones.
Please.
When he had sex with his wife.
Yeah. Which... Actually, oh, yeah, a dead body. That was necrophilic.
That what? Well, yeah.
Yes.
But she didn't know that, though.
She didn't know. She was too drunk.
That's true. If there's necrophilia in this, why isn't there a stinky scene?
Question. How was it able to happen? He's dead.
I'm glad you asked this.
Do you have a
scientific fact for this.
No.
I researched.
Why?
Yeah. I researched post-mortem erections.
Okay.
So.
All right.
This is, I'm glad you, I knew you were going to ask this.
This so is very interesting.
I actually did proper research. This is legit.
Okay.
There was a source there, but I didn't get the source. So Bernie's source. Just my sources, trust me, bro. Post-mortem erections, in brackets, angel lust, can happen spontaneously without sexual arousal in those killed violently by hanging, gunshot, or having committed suicide.
Yeah.
He was killed in a shocking way.
He was?
And so he can... I mean, again, it's probably not for that duration.
Just, so he's...
But spontaneously, afterwards, you can just get it rock hard.
How long afterwards did it happen? Immediately after?
No, it was that night.
That was permadick. He's just got it permanently in... It was
angel lust.
Position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is possible because I also was like, there's no way you can get a chub, you know, yeah. when you're semi-dead.
And then you went on the net and you're like, man, I got to research this. Watched a couple of videos and gone, yep, that's
I
it. Just,
I only went onto the links, mate. No videos for me. Not my style.
Yeah, you're more of a text-to-thought sort of person.
Yeah, man.
You like to read about it.
I'm really into erections, eh? They're fucking losers. I'm part of the soft gang.
Soft gang.
Yeah, soft
yeah,
gang.
Yeah, yeah.
Angel lust, more like devil's lust. For like devil's lettuce. Oh, let's just get baked.
That's
let's get baked, cut. Fuck yeah. Let's get fucking baked.
You know what? You'd fit right in. You would fit right in with this movie.
Again, Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Remember exactly. that shit. Remember that shit. All right, to your next Bernie moment. We're at Bernie's Blitz, sponsored by Bonza.
Yeah, true.
Getting you to where you need to go.
You know what? Actually, his death scene was hilarious because he literally just sat back in his chair wide-eyed. He was just like stuck in that permanent position. And it was just like that for the rest of the movie. Just his yeah, eyes his just eyes like open. Looking at one point. And you know what? Hats off to the actor for doing it.
Yes.
Don't know his name.
No, I had his name. I've lost it. It's Terry... something.
I don't think I picked up a single time in this movie where I could tell he was moving.
No, he was really good.
He pulled it off well.
Terry Kaiser.
Oh, Terry. Now, which one? I don't know if you know this knowledge, but one of these guys is part of that Rat Pack.
Yes.
Sort of thing.
I do.
Is that Larry?
No. Yes, it is Larry.
Well,
Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy. I want to watch the Rat Pack documentary.
Oh, brat on hey, Disney Plus.
Maybe we should review it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I did just cancel my Disney Plus the other day, but I can get it back if we want to do that.
No, don't get it back. Don't waste your money.
No, I was only going to cancel it for a month. I was like, probably get it back.
Yeah, true.
I just haven't used it for ages.
You got to watch Star Wars The Clone Wars.
I've watched Star Wars, just not all of it.
Yeah,
that's what I watched the first two seasons, and then I was like, yeah, this is great. Forgot about it afterwards. My next Bernie moment.
Please.
There's so many Bernie moments to choose from.
You know what? The whole movie is just Bernie moments.
I know, but we could get to some Larry and Rich moments as well.
Well, more Larry moments.
Yeah, Larry's the best, isn't he?
He's the best.
Quick side cut. We'll get back to Bernie's Blitz.
Yeah, yep.
How good is Larry?
Oh, he's the MVP of this movie. Larry is the best character.
He is so good.
Hands down. His quips are so well... they're just hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he's just like... Okay, this is a comparison to the modern audience. Richard is like Mordecai. Larry is like Rigby.
No, they are hard disagree.
No, hard disagree with your disagree.
No, not at all. Rigby's not like a G like that.
Rigby's absolutely a G.
Yeah, but Rigby's not setting up Mordecai like that.
He tried to.
No. No,
no, Rigby's that's a perfect. No, but Richard is an absolute simp, though, which is exactly like Mordecai.
Yeah, he is, but
yeah,
nah, bad comparison. Nah, hard disagree.
Fuck.
I reckon Larry's just such a good dude, man.
Oh, he's the bro that you need. He's got Richard's back throughout the entire movie, trying to just push him to set him up with this girl.
Yeah, Gwen. Sets him up with Gwen.
Gwen
pushes him into the lift when he's like doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Tells him to talk to her when he says that his aunt died or something.
True bro moment.
Oh, Larry's the best. Yeah. He is the best character.
You know what?
Offers his apartment so that Rich can go and have sex with Glenn. so we're going to have sex with Glenn.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, there's cockroaches in your apartment. He's like, don't worry. Only when like the lights come on can you see them.
They scatter around. It's fine. Just keep the lights off. They might crawl over you while you're having a bit of fun. But, you know, it's all part of it.
Blame it on the boogie. Blame it on the boogie.
Yeah. I completely agree. Larry is the best. And you know what? Every time he was on screen, I was never like, I don't know. It's like, there's never a dull moment with this character.
Mm.
He was written well and, you know, not too complex or anything, but he fit his part.
Yeah.
He played it well.
Good movement as well.
Good movement. Good slapstick comedy. Oh. Especially in the scene when Larry is like, he tosses Bernie over the side. Or when he's trying to figure out a place where to hide him when Gwen comes into Bernie's house.
Oh, that's
and he's
right.
talking to Richard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what are you doing, Richard? You're lying to me and blah, blah, blah. And then you just see Larry running in the background with the deck chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
That sort of stuff. Awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it paves the way for a lot of other... that style of comedy in a lot of other future movies.
Even when they're running onto the ferry, they nearly miss it.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's docking, but not the docking you're thinking of, but it's docking.
I love that your brain went there straight away. I mean, of course it would. Would you expect anything less? No, absolutely it's brain not. Rot.
He was great movement. Or when they're in... Bernie's office trying to find the suicide note,
yeah,
like right at the end, and they're just like throwing the paper around. You notice that with like 80s movies, they're just so like everything's so dramatic with their movement.
Yeah, that's a classic 80s trope right there.
Just opening drawers and throwing everything everywhere.
Yeah,
no one's definitely gonna not notice that.
You know what? You know what happened to like? I feel like 80s movies just started. They exploded acting wise. Like everything beforehand. In the 70s was a lot more subtle and a lot more mysterious sort of thing. And then once the 80s hit, the like expressions and the way of movement and acting and like genres across the board kind of had elements of that.
Mm.
Those big movements and the goofiness sort of thing. Yeah. 80s was weird, but in a good way.
It was pretty weird. Yeah. A lot of people would say that 70s is way better than the 80s, which is probably true.
Which I absolutely agree with. Because 80s is kind of like the birth of the blockbuster, right?
From my young knowledge,
yes.
That's what I have heard and know, yes.
But, you know, the artsy movies, they all drive from the 70s classics there.
That's what we like. That's what we like, eh?
And then you get into the 90s with the edginess.
Oh, yeah, so edgy.
Yeah.
So much 12 Monkeys. It's great.
Was there a point in this movie where you were like, could have done that a little bit better?
Not really.
No. You're pretty positive the whole way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why? What's your...
All right. I'm going to take us to Richard.
You didn't like Richard.
I didn't like Richard,
man. You didn't like Richard?
I thought he was a shit character. Whoa, dude was a fucking schmuck.
Whoa, what?
He was a schmuck.
Nah.
Yep. I don't know. I feel like...
Nah,
gee. Look, at the beginning of the movie, his... Like, the lying thing is a funny trope. It's been done before.
You didn't like the lying.
No, I did like it at the beginning. I want to just preface that. I did like it at the beginning.
You like the plain... crashing into the train
yes.
story, where that, he's talking to Gwen and he's like, oh yeah, my parents are dead.
Yeah.
They died in a train accident. And she's like, oh wow, I thought the plane accidents were more common. He's like, yeah, yeah, a plane crashed into the train.
No.
That was good.
That was really good. You know, everything in that area of the beginning of the movie, like him just in the apartment with Gwen and his dad walking in and like,
oh yeah,
half noticing him fully like naked just with his undies on.
Got a fact about that coming up.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I liked all that. And I liked his sarcastic wit when they were walking in the street on the date, when Richard took Gwen on
her first date. That was fun.
That was fun. And the garbage truck's there and he's like, oh, you know, what a nice place we're going to and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the classic crummy shop that he took her to.
So what don't you like?
What don't I like?
Tear Weekend at Bernie's ass cheeks open and give it a big sniff, mate, because I can tell you want to.
Well, I feel like he didn't redeem himself in the end. Yes, he did end up with Gwen, but the whole time, the lying aspect of it, for me, I don't know why, but it just annoyed me while it went into like Bernie's house and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't know why. But when it got to the point at the end of the movie, it just kind of felt like, I know it's dumb, stupid comedy and like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, of course things are going to just resolve and things like that. But by the time it got to the end, I was just like, bro, how does this dude just end up with Gwen after he's told her all of this shit? And like, she's still like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'll just stick with you.
But wasn't it? He was lying mainly at the start and then she found out and didn't want to talk to him, meets up with her again and then sort of lied a bit more, yeah. But then ended up telling the truth about Bernie being dead. She didn't believe him. Then she realized Bernie was dead. She's like, all right, maybe he's not completely crazy.
Maybe he's not completely crazy.
I get it. It's a bit spread thin.
Yeah. Oh, look, I guess it's falling into the logic pool for me again.
Wow, we have really switched up. Am I Bieber and you're Justin now?
Yeah, I know. I like usually with comedies and things like that, I eat this stuff up. But I actually think that it might have something to do with some of the editing in the scenes as well. That I feel like not all of the jokes landed.
And, really?
I'll give you an example. At the beginning of the movie, when Larry is quipping and things like that, I feel like that the timing wasn't like cut quick enough for some of the jokes. This isn't a dig at Larry. I love him.
Yeah, no, of course not.
But just like some of the like the conversations between Richard and Larry at the beginning of the movie just kind of didn't feel quick enough in their cuts, sort of thing.
Right.
For the joke to kind of land in a good way for me.
You found Rich annoying, didn't you?
I just found him annoying, bro. And just his annoying fucking voice.
Oh, you didn't like his annoying voice.
Fucking face just looking at the camera like a dumbass. I'm like, bro, stop being a simp, man.
He was just
such a simp. It just annoyed the shit out of me.
Jonathan Silverman
was
the name. You'll be happy to know he hasn't done anything of note after this movie, I guess. So, seeing as
he's public enemy number one for you.
No, I know what you're saying, mate. It's perfectly clear.
I just think I just don't think he acted well. I don't think his performance was on top of it.
Off camera, mate. You said you wanted him to die in a hole. Christ. Seems like an all right bloke. You know what? Usually that stuff annoys me as well.
Yeah.
Didn't annoy me.
I liked
his voice.
You liked his voice.
I didn't love it. I didn't like it.
You loved it.
But I just...
You ate that shit up.
Yeah, I ate it up.
Yeah.
I did. I gave it a little nibble. It was good.
I won't deny he had his moments. But I just don't know why. Like,
that's so surprising.
I can't actually give, this is a problem with this because we're reviewing a movie and I can't give you like a logical answer.
I wouldn't call it a review.
It's just proper. Yeah. guess so. But it's just a feeling. I don't know.
Oh.
It's just a feeling, man.
You got to chase the feeling. That's what Hilltop Hood's taught me. Chase that feeling.
Chase that feeling.
No, that's fair. Well, I hard disagree with you there.
Okay.
I think that Rich was a rich character. No, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wanted him and Gwen to get together. I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
Rooting for them to root.
Nice.
And
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting for it to land.
Hey, Larry got a root as well.
He did. Two.
He got two.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
You know what? And that's why Larry's a better character than Rich.
Of course he's a better character.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's Larry, bro.
It's Larry. He's a Chad.
What, how fun was that at the start when they're on the roof and the roof was all sticky?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that sequence. I was again,
like, wow, New York, that's hot as fuck.
But again, 80s just fun.
Yeah, yeah. It was like
they destructive sets. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? I really liked all the tar. It was basically like tar on the paper that they were going to hand to their boss as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry did hand it to Bernie in the end.
Yeah. He's just like, what the fuck is all this shit?
Oh my God.
What have you got?
It's time for another Bernie's Blitz.
Oh.
Mate, where we talk about all the notable moments of Bernie from the hit. Yeah, okay.
Cue the music.
Oh, cue the music. Where we talk about all the notable moments from the hit movie from 1989, Weekend at Bernie's, brought to you by Bonza Airlines, getting you to where you need to go. I think that's what I said. Give me another Bernie moment, bitch.
Okay, I will give you another Bernie moment. I would say the moment when Bernie fell on top of Paulie, when Paulie was like,
yes.
What the fuck, man?
The he's still alive. Right? The hitman.
Yeah, the hitman. Yeah. And his dead body is like fighting and winning against Paulie.
Yes.
Like,
that was great.
That was perfect.
That was amazing.
Okay, the whole Paulie arc. That might be my second favorite thing of this movie.
Yeah.
It's just a man driven insane because he thinks Bernie is still alive.
Yes.
He had one job and he successfully did it, but he doesn't believe that he did it.
Even after he shot him in the end and that.
He's like, he's still alive. And they take him away in a straitjacket. Poor man. He deserved better.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bit sad.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. All right, my Bernie's Blitz moment.
Please.
Bernie denying the guy's offer at the party just constantly. That dude who was trying to sell his tennis court or whatever. I don't even know what that fat dude was trying to sell.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And he's just, his shoulder kept getting bumped, so it looked like he was declining the offer. I really just keep not talking into Mike this.
No, episode. No, it's fine. You know, spatial audio, that's what we're talking about.
It is. It's Dolby. Yeah, and that was my one. I got one more if you got one more.
I do have one more, and it kind of involves that as well. I loved it whenever his head kind of rested on like one of his girlfriends or something. Like, oh, Bernie, stop it.
Yeah.
He's just limp. He's just dead, man.
Well, I'm going to talk about the obvious one is Bernie getting towed by the boat when they're trying to escape the island because they feel like they're going to get killed.
Okay. Forget about everything else. That is the best thing in this movie.
That's the best scene of the entire movie.
Honestly, that's the best scene of any 80s movie, period.
Oh, no, just don't say that again. That was stupid. You've gone too far. See, okay. we had a good moment there.
I'll reel it back.
We had a great moment there where you and me, we were running into the sunset, and then you decided to take a big old shit and just throw it at me. Slaps across my face. I'm sad now, man.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't ever say that again.
But it was so good.
Though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
It's probably
moment.
The best scene in any 80s movie. It was incredible. Oh, so good. Where he's just hitting all the boys and shit.
And they're just completely clueless to it for like a good couple of minutes. Just they turn around. It's like, oh, Bernie. Just like, shit. You know what? I found it pretty funny when Larry was... Was it Larry driving the boat? Or was it Richard?
No, it was Rich. When Larry couldn't drive the boat.
That's right, yeah. When Rich was trying to, like, get out of the dock.
Yes.
And smashing into shit. It's like, fuck. And then eventually gets out.
Amazing.
But it's good payoff.
That's about all I've got to say on this movie.
Honestly, it's a simple movie. It does its job, but I don't know. There's a point that I want to make as well. It is funny, and it is charming at points, but sometimes I don't know, just like some of the jokes didn't land for me in some particular scenes. I would say a side character that I didn't really like was the drunk guy that was walking around with like the martini at Bernie's house sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really like the jokes that he was kind of quipping out. And I feel like the little tiny hints were a little bit try hard.
Okay. Fair enough.
They didn't. But majority of the movie was good.
You don't have to like it.
I do like it.
I thought it was a neat package and a bit of comfort food, you know?
Bit of comfort food.
I liked it. Liked it.
I just want to say as well, the 80s soundtrack for it, was complete and utter, complete and utter dog shit. It was like the worst of the 80s music genre.
If you didn't like it, you can say... No, that's fair. That is fair. Shall we get into some trivia?
Let's get into some trivia.
All right. Terry Kyser's stunt double, that's Bernie, by the way, suffered a few broken ribs during filming, mostly in the scene in which Bernie is dragged around the surface of the ocean, bumping into metal floating buoys.
Yeah.
So that was real, apparently. He actually did that.
That's fucked, man.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, you know what? Hats off to stunt people everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that movie with Ryan Gosling?
Fall Guy.
Yeah, you should watch that.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, there we go.
It's good fun.
Maybe watch it for the podcast next week.
Let's do it.
Director Ted Kotcheff made a cameo as Richard's father. So that was the director in the scene where Richard takes Gwen back to his place and says, yeah, no, this is my apartment.
I like that. I respect that. When directors make a cameo in their own movie, very good.
Love it.
Yep.
All right, last one. I've just closed the whole tab.
Oh, no. What have you done?
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
Rookie mistake.
Oh, I actually have. Oh, fuck this hard. Oh, hang on.
Can you remember it off the top of your head?
God, no. I never read it before I read it for the podcast. Screenshot IMDb. All right. This was inspired by a very low-budget film from 1983, a Hindi movie by the name of Jaan Bidoyaro.
Really?
So it's not an original. So I wasn't going to... I was biting my tongue at the start.
Right,
When you said it's... Whoever thought of this, it's a really good original idea.
Yeah.
You're right, it is a good original idea.
Bollywood thought of it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Hey, you know what?
That's probably shit, that one.
Compared to this.
Yeah, mate. Oh, they just do it better.
They just do it better.
Yeah. No, we won't watch that, but I'm sure it's great. Letterboxd time?
Yeah, let's do some Letterbox.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see what the people think.
All right. Oh my god, so many Letterboxd reviews I've screenshotted, but I haven't cropped them, so that's going to make it hard. Evan says, can't wait to do this with my boss. 3.5 stars.
So, that's good. I like that.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, quick fill for me. I've lost it again.
Oh no, he's bloody lost it, you cheeky dingo, you.
Maddie says that Andrew McCarthy's socks are insane in this movie. 2.5 stars. I wasn't really looking at the socks. So.
Maybe we should go back and look at his socks.
I don't know why she's looking down there. She's looking at his socks so much.
You know what? Some people are just into socks. Wait. What was that?
I don't know. I think it was Dad. And...
Did he just shit himself?
Fuck. I don't know what that was. Hayden Live says, comedy is the most fucked up genre... lol, the mirage this movie gets out of one joke is incredible. Or mileage, as it commonly is known. 3 stars.
The mirage.
Delicious. All right.
That's great. All right, score time.
I gave it a 7.
Oh.
I enjoyed it out of 10 nugs.
It wasn't bad. I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
No, give your score that you wrote down. You put it up just then. I know.
Okay, it's a 5.5 nugs out of 10.
Honesty, that's what I want.
Yeah.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.